getting mad at me. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Getting mad at me. How many times have we gotten mad at our professor, at our teachers, at our parents, at our peers, at others in our world, because we felt they were not listening to us? They were not hearing our heart. They were not hearing what we were doing. My, my. How often that happens to us, and how little we pay attention to what is happening to us. When we solicit people in our world to be beneficial to us, to guide us along our path, to show us a better way of being all that we can be, it's oftentimes very irritating. We just want to say, get off my back, get off. And what we do, we go home for the evening. We go away from our teachers, our tutors. We go away from those people in our world who are showing us the path that we have asked them to show us. And we are very irritated. Different teaching techniques offer different learning opportunities. And when you're working with a teacher, the teacher says, okay, if you want this result, this is one way to accomplish it. Now, do you want to take the way that I'm showing you to accomplish it, or do you want to not take the way? An illustration might be, as I was working with one of the students, we were walking along the meditation path here on Meal Meditations on the Valley of the Seven Mountains and throughout all the various areas that we walked, but we were here at the Absolute Monastery. And as we were here on Far Valley Ranch, we were having all sorts of wonderful times. We were walking up and down the mountainside, and we were walking through the various native brush that's everywhere around. And the student I was working with, I said to them, come over here. Now, they had an idea in their mind that they were going to go over there. And I said to them, come over here. And you may do whatever you wish, but come over here. And they said, why? They said, why are you telling me to come over there? Why are you telling me what to do? Why are you telling me? And I said, well, you asked me to be your guide along the path as best I can. Now, I say to you, just follow my directions, and you will be able to follow your own directions as you learn to follow the directions I give you. Now, this is a very verbose series of comments, but necessary. And I say to the student, come over here. And so the student who is interested in obtaining all that they can from my teaching, my sharing, my being with them, does not ask one single question why, but just comes over and says, okay. And I say, now, if I had told you when you were over there that there's a rattlesnake behind you, sizing you up, and the rattlesnake was thinking, now, is this person going to be an obstacle to me? Is it going to be something that's frightening to me, something not beneficial? Or is this just a something that's there that is immaterial? Well, I made that something immaterial by saying, come over here. Now, you had no reason to be fearful of the rattlesnake. You had no reason to be fearful of anything. You just knew I said, come over here. And so you came over to my side. And the rattlesnake, seeing that there was nothing to defend, slid off into the brush and out of the way. But not until you had an opportunity to be aware that he was there. And I said, I told you to come here, because if I had told you there's a rattlesnake behind you, you would have been frightened. You would have had all sorts of panic about you. You would have had all sorts of fear in your heart. And that fear would have made that rattlesnake feel unprotected, and he'd strike out protecting himself. Now, If you follow directions that I give you, come over here and just learn to do that whenever it's being asked of you, because you asked me to work with you, then beautiful things can happen. If not, you can be bit by a rattlesnake, and you can feel that fearful bite. It won't kill you. It can, but it won't. But the fear kills you more than the venom of the rattlesnake, that's for sure. But what are you going to do? Are you going to get mad at me if I say to you, come here, there's a rattlesnake behind you, and you look behind you and are frightened, instead of instantly coming here? But if I say, come here, and you come without any reason at all, without any motivation at all, except to follow that person you have asked to guide you on your path. Now, are you ready to be guided along your path? Are you ready to walk the path of spiritual illumination? Are you ready to listen to your inner self? Now, as you walk the path here at the Absolute Monastery, we say, I am surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And insofar as this is true, there are no rattlesnakes, there are no creatures that are deleterious to our health. There is nothing there that could disturb us or rifle us. Oh, there could be. There could be cactus balls that are on the path and you get them stuck in your foot, but they're not terrible. But the thing is, they can be irritating. There could be many things, and I will not mention them, because if you don't have them in your consciousness, why put them there? But if you get mad at me for me asking you to do something, with you just doing what I ask you to do without any attitude at all, except to follow my request, how beautiful your lesson is, and how beautiful the opportunity for you is. Are you ready to walk the path of your spiritual illumination alone? If you are, you say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and you are surrounded by your pure white light of love, and all your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness. Yes, that's exactly how it is. But if you have not trained yourself to be aware of this surrounding yourself, you could easily walk into the environment of others who feel negation, who feel unhappiness, who feel fear, who feel that the world is not as pleasant as it could be. And then that is your world. For whatever attitude you allow in your life from the world around you, you first created it, and then you experience it. If you learn to say, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, I am surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And as you say that, and as you know that, and as you live that, then that is what you experience. Is that what you want to experience? Is that what you want to be? Is that how you want to live your life? Well, then get ready. Get ready. Don't get mad at the instructor. Just realize there are many techniques for guiding you on your inner path. And the best technique you can have in the entire universe is a technique of listening to your own inner voice as it guides you into peace, into love, into unconditional love, into the most beautiful experiences life can offer. Today, make this claim for yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. When I ask for a spiritual guide, I have someone who guides me according to my ability to be guided. And all is in divine order. And I am very happy. This is what we say to ourselves. This is what we are for ourselves. This is what life is. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. Because I love me, I love me, I love me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Have a beautiful day. It's your day. But don't get mad at me. Just let go and follow your inner path. All is in divine order now.